Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willig Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Today is the Time to Repent.
Times when life is giving and bounty I receive, I put my trust in earthly things, to sinful ways I cleave. But when in faith I fix my eyes on thy celestial throne, I then bow ashamed at my vain pride and worship thee. In thy service I will be. I hear you ask, who'll go for us? Lord, here am I, send me. I will proclaim thy cleansing blood till all the world has heard, and salvation's lamp will burn so bright through the power of thy.
When is a good time to repent? And of course, in order to answer this question, we must consider what repent means, or repentance is a change of mind. Thus, the behavior follows. There is a case in the scriptures of one who did repent, but he found no relief. He found no hope after having experienced this repentance that he went under, under which he went. In the Gospel according to Mark, the scriptures tell us in verse 14, chapter 1, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, of course, Christ the Lord is the one upon whom we are to believe. We're to place our faith and trust in him. Christ died for our sins. Christ is the message. Christ is the Savior of the world. We must receive him. Notice the time that he brought this message. after that John was put in prison. Now, why was John put in prison? Because of his preaching. Why did John have his head taken from him? Because of his preaching. What was he preaching? He was preaching against the sin of his day, which is, of course, the sin of our day. He stood and he proclaimed the righteousness of God. He turned the light on the darkness of sin. And someone said, "Turn the light off." And John couldn't turn the light off. John was the light of God's message. He declared God's word. And so they said, "We'll have to put the light out." And so Herodias, she came up with a plan whereby John's life would be taken from him. The scriptures say that the Lord Jesus came after that John was put in prison, preaching that same message. That was the first message that John preached. Repent. Change your mind. Turn from your sin. Change your mind about what sin is. Now, the very fact that the Lord Jesus tells us to repent tells us, folks, listen, you hear me. You're responsible. You're accountable to God. He wouldn't tell you to do something that's impossible, that you could not do. You would think on your ways and consider your ways. Repent. You've been thinking wrong about God? Change the way you've been thinking about God. Begin to think right. You've been thinking wrong about sin? Change your ways about sin and start thinking right about sin, whereas you had looked upon sin as being pleasant and fun and wonderful, and it is pleasant for a season, and looking upon it as being the way to go. But now the Lord says, repent. Change your mind about the way you view sin. Nobody would have sinned if there was no such a thing as repentance. There would be no need for repentance if everybody, if I'm okay and you're okay, if I'm okay and the Lord's okay, there would be no need of repentance. But the Lord Jesus, by so saying, was saying there's something drastically wrong with man. There's something bad wrong with us. Repent. You're going in the wrong direction. You think wrong. You respond wrongly. You plan wrongly. You are wrong, wrong, wrong. You know, when we ask the Lord to forgive us for sinning, we must go on and say, "Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. And the reason why I sin is because I am a sinner. The reason why we love sin is because we are a sinner at heart." I know this upsets some dear little mother when you tell this little truth, this great truth, that little darling in your lap, "Oh, how I love this child. Haven't seen him, but I, you know," it's always something about looking upon a little baby. It invokes a smile. It takes a very wicked person not to smile when they see a little baby, a very hard-hearted person. But there's something about looking upon a little child to know, yes, that's a darling one, but you know, the child, when it comes of age, needs to repent. That's the Lord's first message. We have to acknowledge the fact of our need for repentance. Obey the Lord. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.